Rab Talachas, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, Erevim Perek Vav, Alachat Tetzvav, the Rambam says, if you made an Erev with Truma, which is Suffolk Tumei, it's not an Erev, because it's not a Suda that's Roy. So too, if you had two breads of Truma, one was Torah, one was Tumei, and he doesn't know which one of the two he made an Erev, and said the Erev is with Torah, but wherever it is, it's not an Erev, because it doesn't know Suda Ruya the Kiel, it doesn't know which one he gets allowed to eat. Arachayim Sim Shin Tzadik Dal Sifal says, Suffolk Erev, for instance, Suffolk was there, Ben Ashmashes or not, it's Mutter. Dafkar had a Cheskes Kasha, for instance, he left it there, and Suffolk happened. But if he didn't have a Cheskes Kasha, for instance, Suffolk, if he left there, if not, no. The Shekhna Rechayim Simon Tav Tes Sivav says, if his Erev got lost or got burnt, or it was at the end of the Tchum and it rolled out of Dal Adamas, or it was Truman and became Tama, and with Yoim, it's not an Erev. So after Dak is an Erev, because the Knees Erev has been a Shmosha. So if it's a Suffolk, it's Kasha, a Suffolk Erev is Kasha. Dafkar has a Cheskes Kasha, for instance, this that he left there, and a Suffolk happened. But if he didn't have a Cheskes Kasha, for instance, Suffolk, it was put there or not, then we don't say it's a Suffolk Erev Kasha. The Rambam Erev Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Zion. If you said this bread today is choil and tomorrow be kodesh, and you made an erev, then it's an erev because when hashmash it's still not miskadosh. Vaday and it's ruya hoisim v'dyam. But if you said today it's holy and tomorrow it's choil, it can't be ma'ariv because not roya till it turns dark. So if it's mafish truma and you made it tonight, it shouldn't be truma until it turns dark. You can't make an erev with it because it's tevel called ben hashmash and it has to be a suda ruya v'dyam. Says the Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Simon Shin Pei Vav Siftes. If it's said on the bread today, it's chayil and tomorrow be kodesh, or I make a neder, you can make a shtufa with it, because ben hashmash is not niskadish, and it was roim by dyan. But if it said hayoim today, it's asurim, tomorrow is chayil, you can't mishetah with it, because it's not roim when it turns dark. Chatzas opened the two mavs and he made a shita with each one. It's mutter with each one to mitat with it from it to the chatzah, chatzah to it. And I mitat the came that shafs in this mavr to mavr, another mavr derech chatzah. If he didn't make a shita with one of them, if he's used to with both of them to go in and out in the weekdays, then he has a derech on them, he asks us on both. If he's used to him with only one, and with the other one he's not used to going out, the one that's used to, he asks us on. The one that's not used to doesn't ask us. If he made a shitter with those that he's not used to, then the one that's ruggel is mutter himself if he made a shitter with them. So too, if he was ruggel with both, and he made a shitter with one of them, the second one is mutter because he was msalak himself from him. If the moment that he's used to it made a shitter between them, and that was not ruggel, didn't make a shitter, and he didn't make a shitter not with the one, they push him to each one that he's not ruggel, and he's msalak from the one that's ruggel, so he should be mutter. Since he's not master with anything, because he loses out anyway, didn't make a shitter with either one. And that's ravik for the other ones, because with that, they'll be mutter. Therefore, we're kaifenaisan al midas stein. Daf lamed vav amid beis. We have the Rambam erevim periches halacha gimel says a person can make an erev two erevim on two sides and makes it a condition that says if it's var mitzvah or I'll be forced tomorrow and I need to go to that direction, the erev of that direction that I'm semich on it, and the erev that's on the other side is nothing. And if I need to go to the other side, then the erev that's on I'm semich on it and of the first side is nothing. And if I needed both the ruchas, then I could be semich whichever erev I want, and after whichever one I want, I'll go. If it didn't happen to him anything, and I don't need either one, then these both erev are not an erev, and I'm not semich on either one of them. I'm like the Bnei Iri that I have 2,000 amos chal ruach outside of the chayma. You could do that. Last halacha, Rechaim Simon Tov Yud Gimel Sif Aleph says, someone makes him Arev L'Rabim from his own. He says, this Arev is for my whole city. As long as there's enough two meals for everyone, whoever wants could be Semichan. And he has to be Mzakadem, Aydacha, Roy, just like in Aruv Chatzeres. And he has to let him know that whoever he's let him know by Yom, even if he wasn't going to believe it to be Semichan by Yom, only Achashech, it's an Arev. But if he didn't let him know by Yom, he can't be Semichan or Achashtesha. So someone puts an Arev for all the Shabbos of the year, and he says, whichever one I want, so I can go. And be Semichan, even though he wasn't going to believe it until tomorrow, he could be Semichan. So to someone heard there's a Chacham to come, and he doesn't know which direction is coming, he put two Arev and said, whichever side the Chacham comes, the Arev will be kind to me. And the Chacham's kind. Or if he said, if he won't come at all, I'll be like Neiri. Or if he'll come to both sides, I'll go whichever side I want. Everything is according to his condition. So too, if he said to two or three, I'm Arav, whichever one of you wants, even though he wasn't Mavara, which one he wanted, it's considered an error because we paskin Yash Brera. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Lamed Vav.